Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, we have a special Maybe I'm Crazy podcast this week.
Yes.
The NBA season is over.
Mm-hmm.
It ended sooner than we wanted it to. But we are going to do our NBA award show. The NBA has their fun award show, so we're doing our own.
Yes.
We're going to give out some special Maybe I'm Crazy awards. And our awards encompass the entire season.
Yes.
You know.
It's easier that way.
Like, for example, the Rookie of the Year. Maybe we're swayed a little bit about how the rookie performed in the postseason. Who knows? But first up, let's do our MVP of the whole season. Go ahead, Brandon.
The MVP award for the whole season. Nominees are LeBron James, mm-hmm. Kevin Durant, James Harden,
ooh,
and Kawhi Leonard, who proved his value by not playing. Joy? What are the winners? Or who's the winner?
There's only one winner. Kawhi Leonard is a sleeper there.
Yes.
You have to think about that. Makes you think.
He played very well by not playing.
He did. He showed he's important.
Right.
And even more so now, because he's going to leave. Sorry, Ashley. The winner is LeBron James.
LeBron James. Surprise, surprise.
By the way, whoever created these colored popsicle sticks, appreciate the extra effort.
Is that
Ariana?
That
was a nice touch.
I see.
All right. So, yeah, LeBron James was obviously incredible this season.
Right.
He played a tremendous amount of minutes and a tremendous amount of games. And
literally
he had no choice because his team, not very good. It was in chaos at the beginning of the season. Remember when Isaiah Thomas played for the Cavs?
Remember?
Doesn't that feel like 10 years ago? It was this year.
Did he play, though?
Well, whatever he did with the Cavs.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point was LeBron averaged 27.5 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
I have a ridiculous hair on my face. It's driving me insane. Sorry. 8.6 rebounds and 9.1 assists during the regular season.
Yes.
Obviously, 34-9-9 during the postseason, which is just incredible. And look, I'm petty about LeBron all the time, but what he did this season was unbelievable in his 15th year. And he's really actually played 18 years if you combine the three, the amount of postseason games that he's played is added up to like 3 years.
Yeah.
He's got the vibranium. There's just no other explanation for it. So
yeah,
he is the MVP of this season.
He should be the MVP of every season as long as he is carrying grown men to the finals over and over and over again.
Yes.
As a LeBron James 100%. Truther.
But James Harden's going to win the official MVP.
Yes.
So what's next?
Playoff MVP is next. The nominees are LeBron, KD, Stephen Curry, or the referees.
Ah, another sleeper.
Yes.
Well, the winner of these very exciting playoffs until the actual NBA finals, which were a bore fest.
Yes.
The referees.
The referees, Joy.
I say this with great disdain because, man, do I hate talking about referees because you just don't matter.
They played a good part, though.
No, they didn't. They played a big part,
yes,
not a good part. I can't stand talking about referees. You are not to be a part of the game. There's nothing more annoying than having to argue with A, fans about referees, or B, in general, with everyone because you've inserted yourself into the situation and affected the outcome and the future of the NBA, which is what the referees did. During the regular season, I mean, you saw Anthony Davis get ejected.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant got ejected 5 times this season after being ejected twice in his entire career. LeBron got ejected.
LeBron was extra, extra, though.
He made
the referees a part of the game just by his antics.
You don't eject LeBron James. I'm sorry. Like it's the first time in his career.
It was in the back half of the game.
Fine.
Though.
It doesn't matter. You don't do it.
Yeah.
And then of course we're going to talk about Houston fans had a lot to say about that series. I didn't necessarily feel like it was that big of a deal, but
mm-hmm.
fine. Like they obviously felt like it was, which when you looked at the NBA finals, which was a complete and utter joke. You have the LeBron charge. God only knows what happened with that. You have Tristan Thompson getting ejected for what was a completely normal basketball play.
Right. So normal.
You have no free throw shot for the Cavs for the first half of what was it, game three? It was just a joke. The referees, they took over and changed the course of NBA history this season, and it's you're the real playoff MVP. Like that's what it is.
Shouts out to them.
Yeah.
Shouts out to
get
them.
To have your moment, refs.
Yes. Okay. Not sure what the score is, but I'm pretty sure it's time for the J.R. Smith Award for J.R. Smithing.
Mm.
Of course.
Very. It's an elite award.
It is. The nominees are LeBron, J.R. Smith, George Hill, or Swag Champ, formerly known as Nick Young, for going shirtless during the championship parade, obviously.
I'm okay with going shirtless during the championship parade. You want a ring, so do what you do. I don't need the shot at Iggy because we're done with that.
Right, yes.
Okay, we're done with that. We chose to move on, Nick, and you had to bring it up again. All right? Right. So we were done with that, and then you brought it up again, then I gotta hear Iggy have her, you know, think we were done with it. We were done. Okay. Anyway,
he's really keeping her afloat. He's really keeping her afloat right now.
Her Instagram's keeping her afloat. Have you seen her Instagram?
I peeked at it.
Just you're welcome.
Try not to follow.
Whenever you have time. Well, you might get in a little trouble there. The winner of the J.R. Smith Award for J.R. Smithing is, of course, J.R. Smith.
Hey!
It's an inaugural award. This is the first year of it. J.R. Smith decided that he was not going to pay attention to the fact that he was on a basketball court in a finals game one.
Yes.
And he didn't know what the score was or how much time was left or how many timeouts they had. He basically was just like, hey, butterflies.
The whole team kind of forgot. Tyronn Lue can call a timeout as soon as they gain possession.
Look, this is why we call LeBron James the coach, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was a lot of people made mistakes in that spot. George Hill could have made his free throw. All right.
Should have made his free
throw. There was a lot of things that could have happened, yes. But the bottom line is it was on J.R. Smith. And then, of course, they did have overtime where LeBron could have pulled it together and won game one, but he didn't.
He actually broke apart.
And J.R. Smith did something that will go down in NBA history. And it will end up changing the course of time.
I've been defending J.R. Smith since 06 when George Karl was like coming at his head when they were like
with George Karl.
The Nuggets. But it's J.R.
Oh, no. J.R. Smith is going to J.R. Smith. That we know. But that's why he has an award now. Yeah, for J.R. Smith.
Good for him.
So, congratulations, J.R.
Hat tip to Spike Lee for our next category. The Jesus Shuttlesworth Rookie of the Year. The nominees are super sophomore Ben Simmons.
True.
Real rookies Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, and Kylie Kuzma. Do the right thing, Joy. Shouts out to Spike.
I am going to go with... Although I do like Kyle Kuzma a lot.
Yes. Oh, he was great.
Donovan Mitchell.
Hey!
Donovan Mitchell will not win Rookie of the Year, likely, because they are probably going to give it to Ben Simmons.
Which is a travesty.
Look, am I going to go as far as travesty? No. If this was this big of a deal, do it when Blake Griffin won Rookie of the Year, which they didn't do. So,
good point.
Donovan Mitchell had an amazing season, and he got Utah to the second round of the playoffs. Utah, a team that people thought were done.
Take a read of that, if we remember.
You did. You deserve credit for that. And they lost to the Rockets, which was no shame in that whatsoever.
Right, no.
And he averaged 24 points, almost 6 rebounds and 4 assists in the playoffs. Right. So he was a rookie, which is just incredible.
Rubio went down. Like, he had to carry that team when he shouldn't have.
He was unbelievable, and he was so fun to watch. And it's exciting because he's going to have a great career. So he definitely deserves Rookie of the Year. I'm going to say it over Ben Simmons, but they don't count the playoffs in the Rookie of the Year, which maybe they should.
True.
Anyway, I'm giving it to Donovan Mitchell. Although I like Kyle Kuzma. Jason Tatum obviously had an awesome year also and was great in the playoffs as well. So you could make that argument, but I just think Donovan Mitchell was.
Just a real sidebar. Who do you think is going to have the bigger impact on the NBA at the end of their career? Jason Tatum or Donovan Mitchell?
I mean, I'm going to go with Donovan Mitchell. I'm going to go with Donovan Mitchell. Just because of his what he showed and his poise through that situation.
Yeah.
And that's no knock on Jason Tatum.
No, of course not.
He's great also, but I'm just going to go with Donovan Mitchell. You got to pick. Picking Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I like it.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, they'll admit that they can often go overboard with their limited time offerings. They just can't help themselves.
Mm.
Take the new Signature Sampler. For $15, you get wings and 3 shareable options like fried pickles, delicious, and cheese or cheese curds. Then there's the aptly named over-the-top nachos. It's a literal mountain of crispy tortilla chips loaded with your choice of pulled pork or honey barbecue grilled chicken, corn, jalapenos, and more. Then top it all off with the new Platinum Margarita. Go overboard today at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Available for a limited time while supplies last. Please drink responsibly. All right, what's obviously next?
An honor obviously close to your heart, Joy Taylor. The Queen Petty Petty Award.
Yes.
The nominees are LeBron James, Isaiah Thomas, Russell Westbrook. Did I say that right? Russell Westbrook or Kawhi Quad Leonard. Joy? Ashley, you like that one? Ashley liked that one.
Yeah, she did. She's Ashley is our producer, and she's a huge Spurs fan. She's going through it right now.
Going through
our condolences. Kawhi's gone. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Love you, boo. But it's just a
wrap. It's a wrap.
Okay. Russell Westbrook is the Morpheus of Petty.
Yes.
As we know. But he kind of laid off the Petty a little bit. He had a little post in the postseason, yeah. You know.
He let his stats talk to him in this there. Year.
The beef is still real, but I think he's off that now. Right. LeBron's always a little petty, and he's always involved in some kind of content situation, so we know that. And Kawhi, I don't even know if I really consider that to be petty in as much as I'm about to get this money, though. I'm about to have that leverage, though. What I'm not going to do is Isaiah Thomas, the situation, who is the winner of the Queen Petty Petty Award. So, Isaiah Thomas, what a transformation from goodwill to being just like borderline despised, which I didn't think was fair.
Well, think about the two playoffs. He went from like people actually sympathizing for him and caring about him and gaining constituency.
Right.
To losing it completely, just being petty.
The situation in Cleveland was so, it was so toxic with Isaiah Thomas there. Now, first of all, I don't pretend to know what it's like to be traded as an athlete.
Right.
Right. I know people who have been traded unceremoniously.
Right.
So I know what they go through. Mm-hmm. I have a brother who played for many years in the NFL.
Yep.
He was traded.
Mm-hmm.
It was not pleasant.
Right.
And
near the end, though.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't. I'm not going to reveal the details of it. I'm going to try. The point is, he was traded. Mm-hmm. So I get it. And sometimes these, you know, back in the day, these guys would find out, you know, on, you know, the scroll on ESPN. And being traded sucks. Okay. Right. I get it. You feel like you're not wanted and all kinds of stuff goes on. But in order to turn it into like this situation where, you know, you're going to be bitter about it, I don't think that's healthy. And it turned out to, guess what, not be healthy. And look, Boston screwed Isaiah Thomas. They did.
Yeah.
He had a bad injury. He played through it. He had a bad situation, a horrible situation with his sister, played through it. You know, he really gave his guts to that team, and they traded him. But unfortunately, that is the business.
Yeah.
And you can't get stuck into an emotional situation when you're dealing with a professional business. And that's a separation that fans can never get. And that sometimes players get caught up in. And it's just why I totally support what Kawhi Leonard's doing. Because don't do it. They are not here for you. Like, no matter what people say out of their faces,
right.
At the end of the day, if you are an organization that cares about winning first, you're expendable. Boston, that's what it is. The Spurs, that's what it is. Like, it sucks, but it's a brutal reality of sports. And that's why it's professional and not high school where we all hold hands and kumbaya.
It's good sometimes to see that they care.
Okay, yes, I'm sure they care about him as a human being, but it's not exhibited when you trade somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very upset about that. The locker room in Cleveland became just insanity. Then Kevin Love decides he's got tummy ache or whatever happened. And then Isaiah Thomas is like leading the charge against him. Like, dude, Kevin Love is an NBA champion. Like, yeah, he can't jump over a credit card, but still, like, he was here before you.
Let's not forget about peanut butter and jelly. Like, Dwayne was there the entire time.
Right. So, I mean, we talked a lot about the other Cavs all season.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets traded from Cleveland because, of course. And then he's posting things at the end of the season about how LeBron needs to send him his suits, his custom suits. Remember when the Cavs were doing that thing? That was cute. And that he needs his ring. And like, you're not going to get a ring. No rings. There's no rings for the Cavs, so you're not getting a ring.
Eastern Conference. They can get an Eastern Conference ring. They got one for him.
Please stop.
They should.
Please stop. Okay. Anyway, the point is, I would like to see a turnaround for Isaiah Thomas' reputation, because I do think he's a fun player. I don't think his career level will be the same, unfortunately, because of that injury, which is just a bummer. But he definitely gets the Petty Award for this season.
Where's he going to be next year?
I feel like I was very hard on Isaiah Thomas there. I got very serious.
I mean, he deserves it, honestly. Like, he's been pretty embarrassing as a personality off the court now.
I feel like it got out of control.
Yeah.
It got out of control there for a second. But, you know, to his credit, the Cavs were not that much. Nothing happened. They made it to the finals as we expected, and then they got swept. So.
And he did it with the guys that were on the team before.
No, there was new people. Remember when everyone was excited about
Jordan Clarkson?
I know,
but in the playoffs when they needed it, in the Pacers series, it was all the older guys that stepped up. It was none of the newer Cavs.
You know what? Skip says this all the time on Undisputed, and I got to agree with him. They missed Dwayne Wade. They did.
Yeah. They missed him. They could have used him.
And not necessarily the entire team, and he wasn't going to play that many minutes. I think LeBron missed him. He missed that, steadiness.
Yeah.
In game one, in that spot, Dwayne Wade runs in and calms everybody down, gets everybody together. Dwayne Wade is on the level of respect that LeBron James is. Mm-hmm. Maybe they win game one. Maybe the whole series is different. But it doesn't matter because he's back in Miami.
Yeah, where's IT next year?
Oh, I have no idea. But if LeBron's coming to the Lakers, he's bye-bye. We know that.
I love that beef. I hope that continues. IT throwing shade at LeBron. Every
Isaiah's got to leave. Yeah, he does deserve his suit, though.
Those are good suits.
They're very expensive, I think.
Yeah, no, they are. Thomas Baker is a New York American designer. What's up? Yeah.
Do you think they get Eastern Conference championship rings? All the players that got jettisoned.
Yes.
D Wade gets a. Do they give anything for that? I don't even know. But
listen, champions, we don't have time for those things.
You know? We don't have time for those things.
We don't.
The Dolphins and the Heat.
The Heat are. Three-time.
Hey, Marlins got two, dog.
Exactly. The Dolphins have some, but it's been so long that we're celebrating the golden anniversary.
Shouts to Mercury Morris.
Yes, Mercury Morris gets brought up every single year.
Pop bottles, baby.
Every year he gets to pop bottles because we still have that undefeated season of 72. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. We're still hanging our.
Maybe the Patriots and old time Brady will challenge that. No.
No.
Yeah.
No, because Eli Manning had something to say about that. Yes. Never have I ever rooted harder for a team I didn't care about than Eli Manning in that Super Bowl. It was one of the greatest days of my life.
Great D-line play that game.
Could you imagine? Oh, God. He loves us. Could you imagine? Seriously, complete derailment, but could you imagine if the Patriots were the team? Think of the Patriots now and how absolutely obnoxious the amount of winning and the dynasty that is. Which I sound bitter because I am, but I've also submitted to that they're just going to ruin my life forever, so I don't get mad about it anymore. Right. But could you imagine if they had been the team that broke the Dolphins' undefeated season record and won that Super Bowl? How miserable the rest of NFL fans' lives would be forever.
They're barely tolerable, and they've lost a bunch of
Super
Bowls.
Exactly. Honestly, we would just have to quit the NFL. I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
No. The only thing I can compare to feelings-wise is if this Warriors, it would be like this Warriors team. I would just be sick. I'm sick of this loss.
Yeah, but Warriors fans are not one zillionth of the obnoxious that Boston fans are.
It's location. It's the area code.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's some extra plants up there that keep everybody just a little more chill.
No, well, I mean, I was talking more about Boston's
JR,
area code.
You know, it's a little different now. It's a little different in California.
You had that take, right. I think.
It is a tweed bit stronger.
A tweed bit stronger. It sticks with you a little longer.
Yeah.
It sticks with you a little longer.
It's not grown in that that lake water. All right. It's not cultivated by the, what are those awful bugs?
Midges.
Hey, they had midges at the World Cup.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh,
what an awful
bug.
England and Tunisia they had midges and mosquitoes at the same time.
All right, mosquitoes are proof that there's the devil. Okay, obviously.
And other things.
Everyone knows that. Okay. Yeah. And whatever possessed Brandon. but midges are just an unexplainable, useless bug. Midges and stink bugs are unexplainable.
You can't compare the two. Because I don't know what midges are and stink bugs are the devil. So,
midges are fake mosquitoes. Are they not? They're fake mosquitoes.
They travel in the billions.
They travel in billions. They can fly up 30 flights of in a hotel. They come out of the lake.
Was this in a zoo book? How
no,
are you figuring this out?
I lived through it. And Ashley was with me. So she knows. She can vouch for me.
We
were in Cleveland. last year for the finals, and there were midges all over us. They're tiny fake mosquitoes. They don't bite you. They just exist.
Ugh.
They serve literally no purpose. In the circle of life, they serve no purpose.
While we're staying off topic, have you seen the new Bug Zappers?
No.
They have like the electronic that goes. It's like a tennis racket with electrical charge, and you just go outside and move it.
Yeah, they
had those. When you move with the wand.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you're not hip to the bug zapping.
I guess
there's
not.
No bugs in California. Where are the bugs at? Bugs don't bother me out here.
Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Bugs? Where y'all at?
Hella spiders though.
Spiders out here.
Don't be taunting bugs. We don't have bugs out here. It's great. Let's keep it that way. Don't chase bugs.
I would love to start beef with bugs.
No.
Oh, yeah. I got a diss track coming for
bugs. I'm off bugs completely. I'm off bugs and people that beat up robots.
There's a lot of you to bite, man.
This is bug season. It's summertime.
No, I'm out on bugs. Man, I can't stand bugs. I miss lightning bugs, though.
You miss them.
It was fun. You catch them in a little jar.
And you like smash them and spread them on your face.
No.
Like body paint.
What?
No. No. Was that on the
weather? There's so much wrong with you.
That is fair.
So
That's
much.
Accurate.
What is this Huckleberry wrong. Finn shit y'all are talking about right now? Catching shit in jars.
Listen, I grew up in Pittsburgh. It's, they have these bugs there.
I can't drink coffee out of a mason jar, but you can catch a firefly bug in that
shit. You're supposed to do. You're supposed to catch fireflies or lightning bugs.
That's how Nutty Professor got Janet Jackson. He did. He sprayed
them. Do you call them lightning bugs? You know what I'm talking about when I say lightning
bugs?
Oh,
lightning bugs? Yeah. Oh, yeah, lightning bugs.
That's the thing, but you don't know what lightning bugs are.
You know what lightning bugs
are?
Nah,
I'm from Northern California.
So you don't never mess with no bugs.
Yeah, he's in Texas.
Yeah. You have lightning bugs in Texas? Okay,
lightning
good.
I only know about, like, deep thoughts and trying to care about other people.
While we're talking about
job.
Random stuff, and this is in, like, the might get cut out range, what do you say plural for lightning? Is it lightninging? Is lightning outside?
Lightning eye, like cacti.
Lightning eye? Is that how you do it? It's outside. It's lightning.
It's just lightning.
Oh, there's one outside just hanging out?
It's understood. First of all, I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure when there's lightning, there's never just one lightning bolt. Like, that's for emojis. Oh. In general, there are multiple lightnings happening when it lightens.
So that is the proper
outside.
Term.
I think
it's
there's a rule
lightning.
In English against double-inging also.
Yes.
I don't think you can double.
I just realized you had this hat on, so we're doing this kind of like in a different spot. Like all of
Wait,
this.
What's the better bug though? Roly-polies or lightning bugs?
Oh, I hate roly-polies.
Why do you hate roly-polies?
Because it's ugh. You pick
the
up
only
you,
cute bug.
You pick up a rock and there's all these roly-polies under it.
Yeah, they roll up and you can move. You can take them home.
Are
they
you
fine.
Touch bugs?
Why are you picking up a rock if you don't plan on touching a bug? What are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing out there? You say you used to dig holes?
I did used to dig holes, and I used to dig up the roly polies and toss them somewhere else. I don't have time for roly polies.
What about when you saw a really, really long worm, though? You gave that some time,
right?
No,
I would cut the worm into slices.
Yeah, they still move.
Watch it squirm to death.
Watch the different parts.
Yeah, they have multiple parts.
All right, what's next?
LeBron has been named in every category.
Of course.
So it's only right that he gets his own award. Here are the nominees for the LeBron James Coach of the Year Award. Dwayne Casey. Mike D'Antoni, Brad Stevens.
He's a participation trophy guy.
Yes, he loves
showing up.
They had a great season, but if Mike D'Antoni's telling you.
Yeah.
So Dwayne Casey, Mike D'Antoni, Brad Stevens, and LeBron.
Mm.
Joy?
Well, surprisingly, LeBron is not the winner of the LeBron James Coach of the Year Award.
Dwayne Casey.
We love Dwayne Casey around here.
Yes.
And here's why.
He's
the North?
He's the North.
Okay.
He was
fired, which is ridiculous.
Crazy.
There's no shame in getting swept by LeBron James 2 years in a row because nobody expected you to beat LeBron James anyway. And you were great during the regular season, mm-hmm. first in the East, 59-23 record, 51-31 last year.
Right.
What more do you want? Like, how about give him some help? How about give him somebody who can guard LeBron James?
Or stars that don't disappear on the biggest stage.
Right. Like, it's not Dwayne Casey's fault that they did not beat LeBron James. There's really no shame in that. I can't stand the NBA coaching carousel.
Mm-hmm.
There's no longevity. There's no security unless you're Greg Popovich or an organization like, say, the Heat. With Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley. Like, you have to be in an old school situation to keep your job, and it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you look at dynasties, there's one continuous thing, and that's continuity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you change something out every 3 to 5 years, you have to reset the system. It's not how it works.
Right.
So, I don't know how you get better than that during the regular season. If you want to improve in the playoffs, put some pieces in there that are playoff ready. That's what it is. So, anyway, Dwayne Casey is our Coach of the Year. You deserve it, Dwayne.
Shouts out, Dwayne.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling for the Pistons, obviously, being a Detroit guy. And you want to see Blake Griffin do some stuff in that jersey, I guess.
Sure.
He's there. All right. Here's a real Yinzer Award.
Hey, shout out to the Yinzers.
Yes. It's time for the Zaza Cheap Shot Goon Award.
Zaza Pacheap Shot.
Zaza Pacheap Shot.
Yes.
Yes, Cheap Goon Award. Nominees are LeBron, because, you know, every category.
LeBron is not a
guy. Yes. Draymond Green, Vince Carter, and Bobby Portis, who broke his teammate's face during practice, if you don't remember.
Well, it's a long season. The winner of this is...
Hey! Vince Carter, unfortunately.
Which I'm not happy about, yes. I don't want to give this award to Vince Carter first of all, how amazing were these jerseys?
The sickest.
Amazing.
Huge
right?
part of my childhood.
And I'm very hard on the Raptors.
Yes.
But these jerseys were incredible.
Trace McGrady in that jersey?
Vince Carter gave Patrick McCaw a lumbar spine contusion. Obviously, he's been around forever. He's on a seventh team, 19 seasons. You know, you don't touch somebody in that spot. It's not even goony. It's just like, why? And then he like wants to hit us with the tears afterwards. Like, come on, Vince, we love you, but don't, you know, you got to get the Goon Award.
I say this, Steve.
Luckily, Patrick is okay.
Yes,
and it could have been a lot worse.
Yes, he showed up in the finals a little bit. He played some minutes in the finals. But I'm saying Steve Kerr is like one of the more almost understanding coaches in the NBA. I feel like he's
very sweet.
We adopt him in the culture. He's important.
As long as he says before everything, Mark Jackson built this team.
That is true. I always say that. But I was saying this to say Steve Kerr couldn't even find the words to talk to Vince Carter when it happened. He was just like,
because it was so unnecessary.
Like, what are you doing?
It was so unnecessary.
What are you doing?
And then you're probably saying, like, why are you wearing the jersey? Because the jersey's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
So that's what it is.
Vince Carter
is awesome, minus this huge tragic mistake.
Right.
I got two things I'd like to jump in here with. I know I wasn't invited, but I'm going to jump in anyway.
Yes. Could you say the words?
Is that jersey partially responsible for Drake?
Possibly.
Right?
Something to think about.
And then the second question is, 19 years in the league, and he's pulling this shit now. 20th year, do we want to see it or not really?
I think you have to vindicate yourself after that.
Vince?
So one more year.
Vindicate?
No.
Sorry. No, you're done with Vince Carter? Retired?
No, I'm fine with Vince Carter being around. The nickname's dumb.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's fine. I can get behind that.
It's going to be Vin Sanity this year.
Moving on.
So bad.
Let's talk about good teammates.
What's next? Yeah.
Joy.
Contributors.
You are a great teammate.
Thank you.
Prince of Privilege, he's okay. Sometimes. I appreciate you very much. The jumping in, it's okay.
What about Ashley?
Here are the nominees for Teammate of the Year. Ashley's great. Lonzo Ball, LeBron, the other Cavs, or Eric Bledsoe?
There were a lot of other people we could have added to this list. Looking at it now, it's quite spare. I don't also know why Alonzo's in there. No, just Alonzo, but this is just not the category to put him in.
Sis.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Teammate of the year is obviously the other Cavs.
Hey.
They are the most talked about teammates for sure. So the Cavs went through a lot this year with the other Cavs. Like,
yes.
Not LeBron.
Right.
It was LeBron and the other Cavs, which is why, if we're being serious, that they didn't stand a chance in the finals. Because not only was that the narrative all year that it was LeBron and then everybody else on the team, which just creates an issue. Like, it's a separation.
A divide, if you will.
Yes. And LeBron did not do a good job, even though he usually is a great teammate. That's his reputation. He did not do a good job of wrapping his arms around that team. And it showed in the finals in game one when JR lost his mind and LeBron couldn't hold together anymore. And I get it. Like, I cut LeBron more slack this year than I ever have, because that situation around him was just unbelievable. But you got to suck it up in that spot and get it together and get everybody like back on the same page and take game one. This is the NBA Finals. And the whole season surrounding everyone except for LeBron James on the Cavaliers was just amazing content. I'm so grateful for it. Thank you, Cleveland, for always being a complete bleep show just giving us stuff to talk about every single day. We appreciate you.
Shouts out. But also, when we're saying the other Cavs, are we talking about pre-trade, post-trade,
pick any of it. Pick any part of this season.
Yeah.
And I mean, do you remember how happy everyone was to have Jordan Clarkson?
Oh my gosh. He's a young guy, the bodies.
It was such a big
moving
deal.
Moving around.
It was such a big deal. It was like, people were so happy to get rid of Isaiah Thomas as if they had just pulled off the trade of the century. You would have thought that they got Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. The pyramid scheme. They got Thomas. They got away.
It was so good. It was so good. What are you thinking?
Listen, let's not forget.
I don't want to pile on Jordan Clarkson, but come on.
I don't want to pile on the Cavs or Jordan Clarkson, but let's not forget that the Cavs had a premature finals celebration after they won the Eastern Conference. They were very, very
you
happy.
You did say that. You
they
did
were
say
very,
that.
Very happy.
You may have been right about that call. I didn't want to believe it because I wasn't ready to write LeBron James off entirely, but they did do a lot of celebrating about winning the Eastern Conference.
It was alienating. Alienating, it was.
And you kind of made the point that they just had submitted that this is our championship, winning the Eastern Conference. Not a championship.
No.
More to do.
No.
But actually, they didn't have more to do because they got swept.
If it was a championship, LeBron may stay. He's not.
He's not staying.
He's not going
to. He is bye-bye. All right, what's next?
Up next, the most important honor we're giving out, in my opinion, is the Culture Content Provider Award. Mm. Obviously, number one on the docket, LeBron. Mm-hmm.
He did the Arthur meme. It was a big deal.
Oh, the Arthur meme. And then Draymond.
It was new. No one had done that before.
Okay, yes. LeBron, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, or Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving did provide a lot of content.
Right?
Remember when he was really like out there and continuously saying flat earth nonsense? I don't think that started this year, but I feel like he was on it a lot this year.
No, he's been pretty consistent with the weirdness like since...
The earth is not flat. It's not.
I agree with you.
It's just not. Yes. It's not a debate.
Yeah.
But
other things he said.
The earth is not flat. Hot dogs are terrible. Clowns
are the
worst.
Dinosaurs are debatable.
Dinosaurs are not debatable.
It is.
And there's definitely space aliens.
Yes.
What about ghosts?
100% there's ghosts.
Yeah, of course. None in the room currently right now, but there exists.
I don't know.
I'm pretty in tune.
When was the last time you saw a ghost?
Probably like 8 months ago.
Where?
One, don't make me do this.
You don't want to talk about it?
Oh,
do it.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you
my ghost story.
Do it.
Don't make me do it. Okay. Well, I was sleeping on my back, which is a no-no if you believe in ghosts, because that means they can come inside through any like
orifice,
and then you know. So, anyways, I was like waking up, and there's this weird lady, and then she just jumped inside.
She jumped inside you,
and then gave me the most terrible dreams. Like that I've had, and it was just
so you were possessed. This is what you're telling us.
In the dream world.
Okay, wait. So you were awake when you saw the ghost, or you were sleeping?
I was coming. You know, when you fog, you coming out of a way. It was almost one of those like dreams that could also the dream within a dream. You know what I'm saying? But it was a ghost.
Okay, so you were possessed. That's different. I feel like you need to talk about that. You should talk to someone about that. Something jumped inside you. That's different. That's another level than seeing a ghost. Okay, I'm not an expert on this or anything, but it sounds a lot like you got possessed by a ghost.
Probably have an exorcism next episode.
You may just want to talk to someone about it. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Last time I saw a ghost, I was in Cabo.
Yes.
Ooh. And
hella ghost in Cabo.
I didn't know that. So here's what happened. I'm in Cabo, and it's late at night, and we have this patio.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, like let's go lay out in the patio and like look at the stars, you know, like have talks, whatever, you know, do whatever romantic stuff you do in Cabo.
Yeah.
So I go out first. I'm laying on the thing. I'm just, you know, like chilling. Mm-hmm. And I look to my right, and there's a little girl in like a little pink dress, and she's just kind of standing there. I'm like, oh, that's a ghost. So I'm like, hey. What's up?
Right, yes.
You know, like, what am I supposed to do? I'm gonna ignore her. That's rude.
Right.
So I'm like, what's up? And she kind of like looks at me and just like runs away. I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's what's going on right now. So Earl comes out and I tell him this and he goes like, no, we're going inside. Like right now. So apparently there's like this story. We got a couple different versions of it, but it was like that some like mother had drowned her kids or something. And so like the girls or the mother or something like roams the beaches of Mexico or something. I don't know. I don't know the whole story, but basically that's a very well-known ghost. Ooh. And she decided to drop by and say hello to us.
You got a famous ghost visiting you. That's nice.
And then, I'm elite.
And then
like the next night, my friends that were with us, like their lamps were turning on and off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there was like a lot going on.
Yeah. There's a lot of times the ghosts are like, make me, Now, we have automatic lights in our bathroom in my apartment.
Oh, okay. So that's not fair. That's cheating.
But like, that sometimes I know when it's dim and I know when it's the lights. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know when it's like it's just like somebody's walking by or like a ghost is like, look over here. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Well, there were no automatic lights. It was actually, you have to, it wasn't even like a switch. You have to like pull the thing. So it was tough on them. Like, that's unfortunate.
Chill, Penelope.
She's in your room. Damn. Yeah. That's unfortunate. So not a lot of sleeping for them. But, you know, it happens. Oh, I forgot. In New Orleans, too. I forgot about that. Did I tell you about the ghost of New Orleans?
No.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
It wasn't the Bible people?
So, no, not the Bible people. The Bible people, shout out to the Bible people that show up during Mardi Gras and pray on everyone. I had to turn some prayers down.
God bless you, literally.
Yeah, like what? But the fourth person, I'm like, yeah, back your friend back there. They already prayed.
It's like I already got a pamphlet. It's like
I've been prayed on.
I don't know if you see these fingerprints.
My poor mother, she's walking. We have completely derailed, but it's fine. My mother's walking around in a sling because she tore a rotator cuff. Yes. She could not get prayed on enough. I mean, they were flocking to her. And to her credit, she's not a patient woman. She took all the prayers. She was bait. Anyway, the point is, the hotel we stayed in was definitely haunted. Mm. The lights kept turning on. They were full switches, not the little thing. Like it was like a switch, and it was on the other side of the room. And I tell my niece to stop messing with the lights. She was like, I am asleep in bed. The fan would turn on. It kept flicking on and off. It was, I got zero sleep. None. Not 1 minute of it. I just laid there like this, like, you will not get me today.
What are they getting out of this?
I don't know. But like, in Cabo, I felt fine. In New Orleans, there's like a different energy in New Orleans. Oh, there's a lot of spirits walking around there. And especially they say during Mardi Gras time, the reason why people wear masks is because like there's some of them are just spirits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some people are. Yeah.
There's a lot going on. So this is our ghost segment. Yeah. What's the next award? Oh, did I even give the award for this?
I didn't think
you did. No. Okay. So anyway, the culture content provider award is Joelle Embiid.
And ghosts.
And ghosts. Yes. And Joelle Embiid is obviously always great at the internet. Yes. And during that whole Brian Colangelo fiasco.
Oh, my gosh. I was so mad we didn't have, like, podcasts, like, right then and there.
I know. What an amazing, I mean, burner accounts. This NBA season did provide a lot of content. And ghosts.
NBA, man, they're trying to be king. NFL's not helping.
Trying to be. I think they are.
They are.
Certainly for content and culture.
Yeah, they definitely are.
All right, what's next?
Okay. Some folks might not like this next award. But here we go. This is the Toronto Raptors Participation Trophy Award. The nominees are the Toronto Raptors, the New Orleans Pelicans, Boston Celtics, and of course the Houston Rockets.
All right. Well, you know I'm about that winning life.
Yes.
About them championships.
You is.
And while I do really appreciate the Toronto Raptors jerseys and nostalgia and swag, the Toronto Raptors Participation Trophy Award goes to the Houston Rockets.
Hey!
I have grown a very special branch of petty for Houston Rockets fans because they try to come at my neck for saying that they were not going to make it to the finals, and you didn't.
They kind of asked for it.
All right, look, I did say that they were going to get swept and that they were the Toronto Raptors of the West. It was an aggressive hot take-arita.
That was the take.
They did not appreciate it. However, they ended up on the couch like everybody else.
Right.
So however you get there, you know, you played a couple extra games. Good for you.
Yes.
This is what happened. Mike D'Antoni doesn't care about winning championships, and he said as much because he said that the season's not going to be defined about whether Chris Paul and James Harden win a ring or not. And guess what? It is, because that's what you play for. You play for championships. If you're just here to say hello and, you know, give a little couple extra dribbles, actually a lot of extra dribbles, that's what the Rockets were really like.
Then they passed after people called him out about dribbling.
One pass track. Shoot.
Yes.
Whole offense.
Yes.
They call that ISO. Guess what? I didn't make it up. Anyway, the point is, Toronto Raptors Participation Trophy goes to the Houston Rockets. Congratulations for showing up. Sorry about it. I'm being petty, but it's just the GD truth.
GD truth. I mean, I think the Raptors deserve it, you know, but.
The Raptors did get swept.
They came. They came out.
They were first.
Drake was there.
He did show up.
Jason Terry had a great point. If Drake's going to show up, they got at least one game.
Drake took a major
We should have started paying attention to the signs. We're like, oh, Drake's just going to keep taking L's.
Yeah, he is going to take a lot of L's.
All
right. Finally, what's next?
This, for both as a player and a content creator, we're all talking about the Lifetime Achievement Award.
The Maybe I'm Crazy Lifetime Achievement Award?
Maybe I'm Crazy Lifetime Achievement Award. There's no nominees. It's right, kind of one of course. It's just like
just a person. You just choose. It's an award, so you just like it's an honor. So you just choose to give it to someone.
Yes.
It's like the ESPYs. Like every year, someone flips out about an ESPY award
that somebody gets.
Right. It's just what you get. Like when they gave it to Caitlyn Jenner, and everyone was like, "What?
Right?
What?
Yes.
What? I care about the ESPY award.
What about the other guy who did the other thing?
It was my favorite outrage, maybe of all time.
Pretty good one.
You don't care about the ESPYs.
That was a pretty good one.
You.
No.
You don't care.
Just to tell you how insignificant, not insignificant, I shouldn't say that, because if somebody wins it we like, we're going to big up them.
It's but
like,
an honor. There's no competition.
Right.
It's just a thing that people give out.
Chris Pratt got it for the MTV Music Movie Awards last week. Chris Pratt. For being in some dinosaur movies in Parks and Rec.
Don't disrespect Parks and Rec, excellent show.
I love it. Jurassic but I'm saying Park. Like Chris Pratt, a Lifetime
Achievement Award, yeah. So exactly. So for
he's
anyone
who's 30s.
Gonna be outraged about this, we're giving it to Charles Barkley. All right?
Yes.
For all you outraged.
Sir Charles.
He gave many contributions to the NBA as a player. He wore short shorts.
Yes.
They love showing that silk outfit that he wore with the penny loafer things.
Yes.
I actually like that look. I wish more people would try that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean,
it's vintage, if you will. And of course, he provides an excellent amount of content on the best show on television, which is the TNT NBA halftime show. So he gets a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm here for all things Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is actually the reason I actually even started believing in the Raptors a little bit. And shame on you, Charles.
Well, that was stupid to buy into that.
I know.
You should have just asked me.
I know.
And he does like to say big old women. Big old woman.
San Antonio.
That's my Charles Barkley impersonation. It's not very good.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Joel, that's a terrible impression
of the Sir Charles. That's not bad.
Really? I feel like I'm just doing an impression of Frank Caliendo.
Doing
Charles Barkley.
Yeah. Did you, just as a side note, since we're talking about that show, did you see Shaq's toenails the other day?
Yes. Dinosaurs do exist. I change my take.
Those are the tiniest toenails. Like the tiniest toenails.
Yes,
they're so tiny, the little nails.
I complain about Michelle's baby toe all the time. It's too small. It's like, what are you going to do? How do you cut that?
Talk about your woman's feet.
I don't know. The baby toe. This is the baby toe I'm talking about. Small nail.
I mean,
you brought up the small nails.
You'll never learn. On Shaq! Shaq knows what his feet look like. Anyway, that's the Maybe I'm Crazy NBA Awards.
Oh,
first time we're doing
man.
It. I'm sure you'll have grievances with all of our choices,
yes.
So please leave them in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for hanging with us. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, share it, leave comments because Brandon reads them and then applies them in his life because that's, I don't know why.
I mean, something.
I've tried talking about it.
No. If you live for the compliments, you die by the criticism. I try not to, and I read the comments to exercise me not caring. I cried yesterday.
I didn't think that was working out well for you. Yes. Follow us on our social pages at Maybe I'm Crazy Pod, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not.